there has not been a great deal of evidence that coexistence of two top scorers leads to a championship. What do you think of the chances of this being a success?
Hey, there's a number of reasons, aside from the fact that you point out that having two guys who could lead the league in scoring has never produced a championship. It's also just, if you look at the Western Conference, it's just so thick with talent. And you're asking Allen Iverson and Carmelo Anthony, if you count in Carmelo's remaining 14 games that he's going to be suspended, the timeline for those guys to develop any sort of synchronicity is just very, very short. And so when you combine that with the competition in the West, I just don't see it happening. And it's not like Allen Iverson is at the beginning of his career. At 31, he's approaching the downside. So is it going to get any better? Is it going to get any easier? No. And the final verdict is you have a team that may be a little bit better than it was, but it's not going to win a championship. And in the meantime, you're taking on a luxury tax hit as a result of Allen Iverson's contract that makes this a very expensive proposition for a team that is going to be maybe a first or second round playoff team.
So basically you're saying that Philadelphia is saving $20 million and the Nuggets are taking on $20 million, but it is an up-tempo. It is a fast-paced style that does suit AI. Tell me, what do you think about the 15 games or 13 games, whatever it ends up being, where AI can really assert his leadership without Melo being in there? Does that help him?
You know, it's too bad that you don't have like a 30-day buyer's remorse clause in this deal, because if it could be where they just take Iverson on loan while Carmelo is out, that would be perfect, because obviously as difficult as the playoff race is in the West, having him there while Melo's out is certainly going to win them some games they would have probably lost otherwise. So that part of it is good. Now, if only they could, after the 30 days when Melo's back, say, you know what, on second thought, we'd like to have our guys back. We're not so in love with this. And that would be the ideal. Since they can't do that, it's going to be a huge challenge. As far as Carmelo and the suspensions and the fines that were handed out, there's no doubt that the NBA is under more scrutiny than any of the other sports, without question. It wasn't even a brawl, to be honest with you. I mean, two guys got into it on separate occasions. And you take a look at the baseballs that happen. Those happen seemingly every other week, and they seem to be far more. There seems to be far more action in those than what we saw in Madison Square Garden. Now I understand the fans are in much closer proximity. It's a smaller court.
It's intimate. Court. They're in your face.
Exactly, and so it's going to look worse on TV. And since it looks worse on TV, then it's going to look worse to the general public. But I don't think it's fair. I genuinely feel that there is a double standard, and that people look at the NBA and what happens there, and they're held to a much tougher standard. You look at what's happened in the NFL just this year and some of the stuff that has happened. If that happened in the NBA, people would be calling for the dissolution of the league. They'd say we shouldn't be playing this sport anymore because there's just too many bad acts in it. And yet you got guys that are going to prison in the NFL for trying to kill their girlfriend. Please tell me how that's not the worst possible thing you could have.